7 here on Breakfast. It's very nearly 20 past 6. The Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, says he can see why arguments for using contraception to tackle poverty in developing nations are attractive. The Archbishop made the comments in an interview with BBC West Midlands when he was asked to defend the Catholic Church's position on birth control.
I think when it comes to third world poverty and the great pressure under which many women are put by men, I can see the arguments why, in the short term, means that give women protection are attractive.
Well, let's talk to our religious affairs reporter, John McManus. What else did he say, John?
Well, Sheila, he made the comments as part of a very wide-ranging interview that he gave to the BBC in the West Midlands. He used to be Archbishop of Birmingham before he became Archbishop of Westminster. And the question that was posed to him that resulted in that comment was how the church could defend its teaching on abortion and contraception in the developing world, given that some critics accuse it of being part of the problem rather than the solution. And as you heard, he said that he could see that the idea of women having means of protection was attractive. But he did qualify those comments. He said that it wasn't the role of the church or his role to champion the use of contraception. There were plenty of other people already doing that. And he personally believed that longer-term solutions, like giving vulnerable women better security in their immediate environment, that was the way forward for tackling problems in the third world.
And just to remind us, in summary, I suppose, because it's a longer exposition than just one answer, but what the Catholic position is on contraception?
Well, the official Catholic teaching on contraception is that any artificial birth control is wrong, and the reason for that is that the church teaches that all life is sacred and that life is present right from the moment of conception. So anything that might interfere with conception is completely wrong. Condoms and the pill are a definite official no-no for the Catholics. Many Catholic schoolgirls and boys have grown up being taught that the only acceptable way of controlling birth is either abstinence or the river method. But of course, it's debatable how many Catholics actually follow this teaching. Many in the developed world certainly don't, but the church is keen to get the official message across in poorer parts of the world. Critics, of course, say that teaching that condoms is sinful doesn't actually deal with the realities of human nature, and it leaves people open to unwanted pregnancies.
Although, of course, it's not just about pregnancy, is it? Wanted or otherwise, particularly in the developing world, presumably the argument has to surround the prevalence of HIV and AIDS.
Exactly. It has to take into account the HIV pandemic. The Pope himself is quite clear what he thinks about this, Pope Benedict XVI. He's on record as saying that the HIV epidemic should be tackled through fidelity and abstinence rather than condoms, and that in fact the teaching of the church is the only fail-safe way to prevent the spread of HIV and AIDS. Some campaigners would disagree with him, of course.